Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. You know what that means. It means at 10 o'clock, Wayne Allen Root, he will join us, and we'll talk about what's going on. They're going after the president. It's like a witch hunt. If Robert Mueller was a witch hunt, this going after his taxes is a witch hunt of the first order. And that's sad. I saw an op-ed the other day. Mandy Gunasekera, and if you don't know who Mandy is, the Five Fund, former Trump EPA official, and the title of the piece was "Trump Budgets Like a Businessman." And Swamp hates him for it. Mandy joins us. Gunasekera, did I get that approximately right?
You did. You got it 100% on.
Oh, I just love it. Mandy, let me ask you. In your piece, you talk about the 4.7, the 2020 budget, $4.7 trillion budget, but $2.7 trillion in spending cuts. Why is it the left doesn't like this?
The left is all about growing the government and making it bigger. And what President Trump has come in and shown that he can do effectively is reduce the size of government but still maintain fulfillment of important missions. And the left doesn't like that because that undercuts their entire argument that we need a bigger government and that bigger government needs to be run by socialist people like them, and that they're the ones who hold all the answers in terms of how to grow the economy and maintain a healthy, safe life.
The biggest squeals from the left came last week when Rick Perry, the Department of Energy secretary, announced that they were requesting an 86% cut to a group called the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, the EERE. They have become, I guess, the primary source of federal subsidies to things like wind and solar. Why such a draconian cut, 86% from that fund?
So wind and solar energy is largely what I would characterize as a mature technology. We've been investing in this the federal government perspective for decades in terms of research and development. And with all of that, with decades of investment and billions of dollars of support, today wind and solar provides less than 7% of total electricity use. So part of what the president's done in terms of looking at the budget is trying to figure out how can he maximize a return on investment of it of the EERE program at DOE. It hasn't borne out at the level that makes sense to continue to fund it. And so the president, he's made cuts, but he's also shifted around investments so that taxpayer money goes towards supporting his policy priorities and initiatives, returning and creating a bigger return on investment and investing in more promising technologies like advanced nuclear and even advanced natural gas and clean coal technologies, where the taxpayers will get a lot more bang for their buck, if you will, when we shift the priorities towards investing where there will be real measurable output.
Again, Mandy Gunas-Sekera joining us. She is a former Trump administration and EPA official, and her op-ed piece, Trump Budgets Like a Businessman and Swamp Hates Him for It. Let me just ask you, and I've asked this question locally because we are very much into wind and solar out here in the state of Nevada. Can wind and solar survive without these huge amounts of subsidies?
No, they can't. They can't from a financial perspective because they would cease to be competitive. And you can't see me right now, but I'm air quoting competitive because you're right to point out that they have received lots of subsidies in terms of their relative use. The other piece of it is wind and solar. It works in some areas, and I have nothing against them being a part of a diverse energy fuel mix for states where it makes sense. But because of their intermittency, meaning the wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine, so as energy providers, you have to plan for those times when you need energy and those sources won't be available. They have to be backed up by more reliable sources like natural gas, coal, and nuclear. And so it can be a combination of all, but you can't put all your eggs in one basket, and especially not when that is solely solar or solely wind.
Obviously, the president thinks the time is now to bail out on a lot of these subsidies. But from a realistic standpoint, I'm guessing that the wind and solar industry are going to fight this tooth and nail. Is that a good assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a part of the swamp that I was referring to in the title and go into it a little bit more, that special interests, once they get some tangible benefit, whether it's funding or a subsidy, it's rare that that changes into the future because changing it takes some political courage from Democrats as well as Republicans. And what we've seen for years is people will talk about wanting to balance the budget, but when it comes to making tough decisions to actually have that goal be borne out, they step away and are persuaded by special interests like the wind and solar associations. So that's why President Trump's perspective is very refreshing for folks who want to shake that up and refreshing for taxpayers who want to ensure that they get the greatest return on investment when we're looking at developing out the next technologies that will provide us energy into the future.
Taking away major subsidies will not sit well with politicians of all stripes. What is I'm fairly certain I know what the Democrat perspective is going to be on this, but what about from a Republican standpoint? What kind of blowback are you getting from Republicans?
Well, there's certainly some Republicans that have been here for a long time, and they are persuaded by these special interests. And so what they need to realize is because of the president we have and the type of leadership approach he takes, we have a serious opportunity for all the Republicans out there that talk about wanting to balance the budget and do something to address the $22 trillion deficit. Now is the opportunity, and not to stick with the status quo of being persuaded by special interests, but put the interests of the American people first and work with the president to figure it out.
And by the way, am I right on this, that at least according to Secretary Rick Perry, there has been a 90% decrease in the cost of solar? Is that right?
Yes. So the cost of solar, the cost of the the panels that you put out. The technology has decreased. But what you have to think about, too, is what is the cost of the electricity generated? And that has actually not gone down to the level that folks have talked about. So it's only competitive, and again, I'm air quoting, competitive, because it receives production credits, number one. And number two, it has to be backed up by other sources of energy, which make it pretty inefficient from an energy perspective, but also more expensive from a fiscal perspective.
I know as you look down the budgetary road, Democrats are pitching their Green New Deal. Is there anything in the Green New Deal that appeals to you? You cover and you've obviously been a part of energy discussions at the very highest levels. Can you give me a handle on what you look at down the road?
Well, it certainly isn't anything like the Green New Deal. There's major problems. One of the problems is it's a $93 trillion boondoggle that has more to do with non-environmental related issues, despite what the Democrats have phrased it. It's an economic socialist style takeover, and there's nothing in that would be good for the environment or good for the economy or good we'll expect from this president.
If folks want to know more about what you're up to, your piece in Real Clear Energy, I thought, was fascinating. If they want to read your writing, if they want to find out what you're up to, go.
www.energy45, the number, not spelled out, .org.
Very good. Mandy, it's great visiting with you. Thank you so much. I know we'll have you on again because this is an issue that ain't going away anytime soon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's a problem. It's not going to go away. And Mandy Gunasekera, that's Gunasekera, does a great piece. Trump budgets like a businessman in the swamp, hates him for it. I just love that. Coming up, they're going after the president's income tax. The man who's going after him. You'll hear from him coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? On a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission here at Anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, I want to cut to the chase on this thing. If the Robert Mueller investigation was a witch hunt, what is the House Ways and Means Committee's demand that the IRS produce the president's tax return? Now, the president says that he is under audit. And that may or may not be true. I don't know. But here's what I don't understand, and maybe you can help me with this. What is it the House Ways and Means Committee is looking for? Or do they know what they're looking for? And this kind of witch hunt, if they can do it to the President of the United States, they can do it to you. Now, I understand when the IRS knocks on your door and says, we're going to audit you, I understand. But at least an audit will determine that you are operating inside the law. Now, if indeed the president is being audited, you've got to pass muster with the IRS. Their auditors will say, no, you can't take this deduction. You can take this one. And that's how we come to whether you are within the law or not. I just don't understand how the House Ways and Means Committee, and this will ultimately end probably at the United States Supreme Court, and it will probably be a couple of years before it happens, so it's going to be long before the 2020 reelect. I just don't know what the House Ways and Means Committee is looking for. This is Dan Kildee. This is Cut 3. He is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. He was on with Wolf Blitzer, and he explained why he is embarking on this desire to see the president's tax returns.
Well, the president has broken nearly a half a century of custom where candidates for president and presidents of the United States have routinely furnished multiple years of their tax returns to the public in order to provide some assurance that their public duties are not influenced by their private interests. But I think in this case specifically, the committee is looking at policy. We are looking at the extent to which the IRS audits and enforces federal tax laws on the president. the routine process of auditing presidential tax returns is not a matter of law. It's a matter of practice at the IRS. So it's important for us, as we examine this question, to get our hands on these documents in order to make that assessment. Obviously, there are very serious other public interests that would be served by having access, but principally, this is about the policy question that the committee is anxious to look at.
Are you confident your committee has the authority to do this?
There's no question that the committee has the authority. It's been exercised by the committee for many, many years in different circumstances. Obviously, in this case, since the president has broken from this near 50-year tradition, it's being exercised in the context of the president's returns. But there's no question. It is clear in the law that the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee has the authority to seek these from the IRS commissioner, and that the IRS commissioner is bound by law to provide them. So we expect the IRS to comply.
Now, here's the deal. So in other words, the reason why they want them is because the president broke with tradition, 50 years of tradition of presidents providing their tax returns to the public. But we've never had a billionaire businessman like Donald J. Trump, who's involved in a myriad of businesses. We've never had that. And that's what's so troubling about this. That just because this is a rich guy, a billionaire, then we must investigate. No suspicion, no, it's like cops needing to justify breaking into a house. We heard screams from behind the door. You know, we do this all the time. It's called probable cause. The difference is there's no probable cause here. The probable cause is he broke with tradition of 50 years. There's no law that says the president has to give up his tax returns. None whatsoever. This is about the president breaking 50 years of tradition, and on that basis, they're willing to seize the president's tax returns. And by the way, if he's still under audit, isn't that then in the purview of the IRS? And until they're done with the audit, I mean, can anything be done? Stick around. I want to find out from you, because here's my problem. This is a witch hunt of the first order. And my fear is that if they can do this to no less than the president of the United States, they can seize your tax return and your brother's tax return and your mother-in-law's tax return. Anyway, stick around. You want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you for a Thursday. Don't forget Wayne Allen. I'm going to ask him about this whole tax return thing. Because if the Robert Mueller investigation was a witch hunt, essentially an investigation looking for a crime, that's what this is in spades. This whole nonsense about, well, we want to look at the tax returns. And the whole reason Dan Kildee says they want to look at him is because he broke a 50-year tradition of presidents making their tax returns public. There's no law that says they have to do that. They have chosen to do that. This president is probably our first billionaire president, and he has chosen not to. And for that, now he is going to have his tax returns seized by the Democrats? Does that make sense? Let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
You know, if you want to end corruption, if you want to, you have to have financial transparency. Let's look at, I listen to talk conservative talk radio. They talk a lot about Harry Reid. Got into the Senate with 2 cents to his name, ended a multimillionaire with connections to China. Let's look at one of the most destructive moles, Dianne Feinstein. The report came out on San Francisco radio, at least this is what I'm hearing through other sources, that her driver, houseboy, and office manager for over 18 years was a spy for China.
Yeah.
We know her corruptions with China. Savage has talked about this for years. If we're going to order the president, and I guess he should, they all have to be audited. Here's the problem. The country collapses because everybody knows they're all corrupt. Why didn't Mitch McConnell go after Feinstein? Where's the investigation by the Republicans of her? Since it came out after 18 years, and she probably knew he was a spy. If she didn't, how stupid can she be having a Chinese national do that? Why? Because he's in bed with the Chinese through Elaine Chao and his wife.
Okay. So now tell me, how do we do this transparency thing and not force every member, all 535 members of Congress, they fill out a financial disclosure form?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
But it's not the same as because what comes back is you have investments between $35,000 and $150,000. I mean, it's not very precise. It's the way they do the financial disclosure. How do we do this to where every member of Congress, 535 members, are under IRS audit?
We do it. They audit everybody. Just audit all of them. All of them. How do they get to be millionaires? We know it's corrupt, and I think the country is going to collapse if this comes. You just audit everybody. But I don't think that's one of the dirty secrets. Larry Nassar in Michigan State, there's corruption in everything. But I think you have to do it to an extent. Yes, because that Putin laundered $2 billion back to him. I know it's a rumor. I heard it from Howard Bloom, who's a crazed liberal. So, yes, we need to know this as much as possible. But will the country collapse? I think it will. I have no answer. But, yes, we got to look at everybody.
Wow. Mike, thanks, man. That frees up a line you've been trying to get through. You've been getting a busy signal. I have just freed up one line, and you can grab it right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. What did the president say? The president isn't anxious to give up his tax returns. And the word is that he will fight this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. But the president yesterday, during a photo op, said that he will not be giving up his tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. This was the president yesterday with the members of the media.
The chairman of the Democratic House Ways and Means Committee moments ago asked that the IRS for 6 years of your tax returns.
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, usually it's 10, so I guess they're giving up. Now, we're under audit, despite what people said, and we're working that out, as I'm always under audit, it seems. But I've been under audit for many years because the numbers are big, and I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that. Thank you. Okay, thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
So there you have it. The president's saying because he's under audit. See, here's what I don't understand. Why go back 6 years before he was president? And by the way, isn't that the job of the IRS? I mean, if they audit him every year, or every 2 years. They are the ones that tell you if you are within the scope of federal tax law. And if you're not, they end up throwing your sorry ass in jail, or they fine you, or they do whatever they do. That's my question. Why is it necessary to go back 6 years when the IRS has probably audited him all 6 years? It just doesn't make any sense. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
I, as an American citizen, demand that they go after Nancy Pelosi, Miss Botox of the Year, Dianne Feinstein, Al Sharpton.
Oh!
Or Scumbag Schumer, let me see. How about the Clintons and their foundation? And, oh, my God, let's look at how Obama, or as I call him, Obozo, became a multimillionaire while he was in the presidency, and how he traveled all over the world on your dollar and my dollar. You know, they scream when President Trump goes to Mar-a-Lago and has meetings. Oh, my God, he is such a scammer. He actually has also lost, it's been reported, over $1 billion since he has been in office. I am so irate. The Democrats are scrungy little scumbags stamping their childish feet as self-enriching. Let them drop dead. That would be the best thing for this country if there was this.
Hey, Judy, I understand where you're coming from. Maybe the idea is if you are one of 535 members of Congress, see, the problem is there'd be a lot of people that probably would not want to run for public office if they knew that the result was they were going to have to undergo an IRS audit. I mean, nobody wants to do that. Now, think of this for a minute. If indeed you did that, so you'd have 535 members of Congress, you'd have the president, you'd have the vice president. And at the end of the day, what would we learn? Because right now, if Donald Trump were in trouble with the IRS, if they did an audit, if this ongoing audit was being done, and the IRS found nothing, then what? If the IRS said, yeah, you paid all the tax you were supposed to do, you took this deduction, you made these charitable contributions, all of that. Then what? The problem is, this is another example of an investigation looking for a crime. They don't know what crime. The chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, we played the audio earlier, said one of the reasons that they're demanding the tax returns is because the president broke tradition. 50 years of tradition of presidents turning over their tax returns. But we've never had a billionaire president, have we? At least that weren't billionaires when they started. Jimmy Carter, no. Clinton, no. George W. Bush, I don't think so. Certainly a millionaire many times over. But I don't think the George W. Bush or Herbert Walker Bush would qualify as billionaires. So this is the first time we've had a billionaire in the White House. And I go back to my original premise, which is if they can do this to the most powerful man in the world, if the courts end up saying, yep, you got to give up the tax return, the IRS has to turn it over. If indeed that's what happens, and they can do it to the most powerful man in the world, what do you think they're going to do with some dum-dum like you or me? And, of course, right now, they can audit anybody they want. This is different than an audit. This is a political witch hunt. Now, the question is, will the American people react? I think they will. I think the American people will be on the side of the president. I think, if anything, this will make the president of the United States a victim. And don't think the president won't play the victim card. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Victor will be leading us off. All the rest of you behind Victor. I've got one line open right now, 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. That means Wayne Allen Root coming up about 15 minutes from now as we continue live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. It always feels like a cliche when people say, call your lawmaker. I know most of us roll our eyes and move on with our daily lives. The truth is, however, it really does make a difference. When a lawmaker receives even just a handful of phone calls, it feels like the world is coming down on them, and they notice. So pick up a phone, because your voice is really needed right now. SB 351 is a bill to save Opportunity Scholarships, a school choice program that is currently helping thousands of low-income kids find a better education. And unless lawmakers hear from parents who support this program right now, this bill is going to die. And if it dies, thousands of low-income kids will have their scholarships ripped away overnight. So it might sound cliched, but it's absolutely necessary. Call your lawmaker and tell them to support Opportunity Scholarships. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Visit NevadaPolicy.org for more information today.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Back to your phone calls. We're talking about the president's tax returns and the witch hunt of the First Order. I mean, this dwarfs the Robert Mueller report. Now, of course, this probably will not cost $25 million and 2 years of time, although it may take 2 years to get this case to the U.S. Supreme Court. But the fact is, this is Dan Kildee, and a little bit later on in the program, maybe about 10:30, I'll let you hear Dan Kildee's explanation of why he's going after these tax returns. And it turns out that it's because the president broke with 50 years of tradition, 50 years of presidents, I think dating back to Nixon, giving up their tax returns and letting the American people see how much money they contribute to charities, for instance, or what kind of stock portfolio do they carry. But this is not an investigation of a crime. This is an investigation looking for a crime. Victor, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Great show.
Thank you.
Just real quick. I do not believe they're searching for his tax returns because they're curious to see whether or not he pays his taxes. So I would assume by now they would know that. I believe the reason they're looking for his tax returns is twofold. One is if he never gives it out, they can defame his character and cast doubt and say, "What are you hiding?" And two, if he ever does produce his tax returns to them, they'll look for any source of income from any foreign source or any foreign person, and they will use that to defame his character further by questioning every action he ever does or decision or anybody in his administration's decisions or actions by saying that he's doing it for monetary gain and further attack him in that realm to constantly create a discussion throughout the country that he is corrupt, and they want to constantly defame him so that way they can regain power, hopefully, in the next election. That's my opinion.
Let me throw one more at you. I think they're looking at the emoluments clause, which nobody ever prosecutes, but it's where you can't, a foreign entity cannot give the president money. And what they're probably looking for is people that have stayed at his hotels or one of his resorts from a foreign government, and that suddenly triggers the emoluments clause, and so we'll be able to impeach him on that basis. They're looking for anything, but you know what's amazing, though? This is incredible. They're looking for anything they can hang this president on, and in 2 years, they have found nothing. Nada.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Sad but true. Thanks for the call, though. Let you hear from Dan Kildee. This is cut three. Dan Kildee is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. I want you to listen to how thin this is, that this whole investigation thing is based on breaking 50 years of tradition.
Well, the president has broken nearly a half a century of custom where candidates for president and presidents of the United States have routinely furnished multiple years of their tax returns to the public in order to provide some assurance that their public duties are not influenced by their private interests. But I think in this case specifically, the committee is looking at policy. We are looking at the extent to which the IRS audits and enforces federal tax laws on the president. the routine process of auditing presidential tax returns is not a matter of law. It's a matter of practice at the IRS. So it's important for us as we examine this question to get our hands on these documents in order to make that assessment. Obviously, there are very serious other public interests that would be served by having access, but principally this is about the policy question that the committee is anxious to look at.
Are you confident your committee has the authority to do this?
There's no question that the committee has the authority. It's been exercised by the committee for many, many years in different circumstances. Obviously, in this case, since the president has broken from this near 50-year tradition, it's being exercised in the context of the president's returns. But there's no question. It is clear in the law that the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee has the authority to seek these from the IRS commissioner, and that the IRS commissioner is bound by law to provide them. So we expect the IRS to comply.
You tell me. Is Dan Kildee in the House Ways and Means Committee being fair to this president? And is the only reason they want to see this tax return because he's broken with 50 years of tradition? And he must be hiding something. That's what I think it is. And that's not, I'm sorry to say, but that's not probable cause. If you're looking for probable cause, you're looking in the wrong direction. And by the way, if the guy is under IRS audit, isn't that what the IRS does? Look at your tax return, audit it. You made these deductions and these deductions and these deductions. Oh, and you made these charitable contributions. That to me makes no sense at all. He's if he's already, and he says he's been audited before, and I think he has said he gets audited every year. I think I remember him saying that at some point. But if that's the case, then if there was anything wrong, the IRS would have taken him to court. They would have prosecuted him. And on such a high level, I'm guessing, you know, they would have fined him $6 million and we'd all know about it. What's the difference between being audited, and maybe somebody out there that's worked with the IRS can help me on this one. What's the difference between being audited and turning your tax returns over to the House Ways and Means Committee? Is there a difference? In fact, I'm a guy that's a pretty rich guy in his own right. Not a billionaire yet, I don't think. Don't know. I'll ask him. No. Wayne Allen Root will join us in just a couple minutes. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Thursday. It's Wayne Allen Root Day. Right here, live and local now.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.